The major reactions of the hydroxyl radical will be to remove carbon monoxide, and this process then, which is involving breaking a double bond, is called an addition reaction. So anytime we add something to a multiple bond, it's an addition reaction. So in this case, it's a triple bond. We reduce the bond order to a double bond, so that's an addition. The next type of process is an abstraction reaction. So in an abstraction reaction, we remove something. So over here, we've got CH4. Over here, we've got CH3. So what we've done is we've abstracted a hydrogen using the hydroxyl radical. So you can see that this guy's gone from OH dot to H2O. So in the troposphere then, our major oxidant is not oxygen, it is the hydroxyl radical. That's our key oxidant. Of the hydroxyl, 70% is removing carbon monoxide, and most of the rest is removing methane. These are then quite important trace gases. Now, the incidence of photons on the planet is not equal. In the tropics, we end up with a much higher photon density per unit square area. We end up with far more photons hitting the surface of the Earth. That means that the formation of ozone and the formation of the hydroxyl radical as a result required photons. So we're going to end up with far higher production of hydroxyl in the tropics than we do in the temperate regions. Now, the hydroxyl is able to remove carbon monoxide and methane. If it bumps into any other sort of organic molecule, it reacts with it. So you'll find, for instance, that in cans, most of the plastics and things that you routinely work with here last a far shorter lifetime than they do down in Melbourne. And the reason is that we're experiencing a much higher hydroxyl concentration floating around us. We're under much higher oxidative attack than you are down south. These things are non-selective. They react with basically everything.